Day 4, late night, nearly day 5. Street after drifted street. We'd knocked on doors, blagged our way into countless houses and checked out cellars and outhouses. Fresh snow swept through car headlights and muffled the roads. The teams were flagging. If we drew another blank, we'd have to call it a day and regroup. I'd already rung Frankie to warn her. Her gloom matched mine.
Grace, over here. I'm giving up on Mel.
I glanced at my watch. I missed ringing Lauren again. Lauren, whom within days I would marry. How many times had I missed calling her this week?
The Unforgiven by Barbara Machen.
Spencer, I might have to go.
Only 4 houses left.
I'm not sure how much I'm actually giving to this. I promised to try and make it back for supper with Kate.
I forgot, I'm sorry.
We were so sure. The area seemed so certain.
What if we got it wrong?
Come on, let's carry on. Where is Mel?
On her way. Spoke to her 30 minutes ago. And now she's not responding. She goes her own way, that one. Whatever I tell her.
She's so desperate to do well.
You read her notes?
Her dad, yeah. All that sort of stuff has to go through me.
Poor kid. He was a great cop, but how could he?
It's still so recent. A lot of gossip, too. No one gets over a suicide. But she's trying too hard. It's a form of disassociation, not accepting.
I wanted her in on this one.
5:10? Stand by backup. Cover the back entrance.
This is the one we were tipped off about. I'll do the police spiel. You do the chat.
Right.
Lights were blazing, but no one answered. This could be it. I ordered an officer to use the sledgehammer, and I smelt a warm, sickly wave of hot, damp air.
Right,
arrest them all.
I'm arresting you for cannabis. Move to the side. Come here.
Cannabis. Room after room with plants luxuriating under lights and heaters. Fans wafted the buzzed up smell of mind drift.
Get the local division to deal with this. Search the cellar.
On it, Gav.
Look at that.
Seedlings. And look at the plaster.
This is exactly what Frankie and Astrid predicted. This has to be the right street.
But not the right house.
Look, all the kit halfway up the cellar stairs.
So when the water table rises, this cellar regularly floods. Mm. We must be close. Come on, Grace.
Right.
I'll call you a car.
Okay.
Will be here in a minute.
Well, call me back if you want me.
Okay.
I headed for the next house, and then my radio exploded.
Mel, where are you? Mel, answer me. Where are you? Grace, come back. This is where she was last.
Which house?
I don't know. I didn't even ask. She said she had something, but I didn't listen. She was on my watch, Grace, and I let her down.
Okay, stop, Spencer. Logic. Work it through. It's all we have.
Okay. Round the back. Every house, we're looking for a kitchen extension.
Right.
And for her radio. It's still transmitting. Signal dipping in and out.
Kitchen extension here. House in total darkness.
Over here. Plenty of footprints. Mountain bike tracks.
A radio. I can hear it buzzing. Where?
Got it.
But no prints around it. Been thrown. Railings. Steps down the side of the house. And oh God, yes. Recent tracks. Cellar steps. Okay. I'm going first.
Right.
smells. It's a lockpick. Oh, God.
She's alive.
Thank God, you're alive.
You just get this off her.
Okay. A fishing line. I've got a fishing line.
You've got it.
You're okay.
She's... No. Listen to me.
Is Julie here?
Yes.
Where is she? Where is she, Mel?
That room.
Let's get in there.
She was tied and taped just like Mel, but lying on a bed. He dressed her in a paper suit, probably destroyed her clothes. I was sure she was dead. But the poor kid lay motionless, out of terror.
This off you.
Blankets, quickly. And let's get her out. Call an ambulance.
Your pay. He says to tell you your pay.
You're safe now, Julie. We'll get you warm and fed. We'll call your mum. And we'll talk to you later, okay? Don't worry. Look at me. We will get him.
It was him. Stubble beard, dark eyes. His breath, he was chewing gum. I saw his face this close. I can do an identikit. Big scratch under his eyes. Just what Frankie said. Julie had fought him.
What's going on here? You saw him, but he let you live.
She spooked him. So you made a run for it.
Oh, he didn't have to. He could have taken his time.
Mel had her radio.
But it wouldn't work down here. He knew that. I was helpless.
He could have smashed it, but instead he chose to throw it outside while it went on transmitting.
And he didn't kill Julie. He had time. Or he could have taken her with him.
Without his help, we may not have found either of them for hours, days. He's showing us he's still in control. He hasn't finished with us yet.
When can I interview her?
She needs to sleep. We have to handle this carefully. The trauma might close her memory right down.
She might help us find him.
You have to trust me with this. I'll find out all I can tomorrow morning.
You took my ring. My father's ring.
We'll get it back. We're going to get him, Mel. Okay?
I took Grace home. I flicked the radio on.
Big day for your Lauren. These are her skaters, aren't they?
Yeah.
We did it, Spence. We found her. But Tia's credibility will be zero. Who's going to believe a word he says now? It's clear he lied under oath about the man he killed with.
But it's not enough to guarantee Boyd's safety, Grace. I have to get the truth out of Boyd's old boss.
I thought he was beyond questioning.
I'm looking into that.
Right. Night, Spence.
Good night.
Grace headed for her front door. And I trudged to the phone box across the road. Lauren and I had become a succession of messages. It was past midnight in London, 1 p.m. in Sarajevo. The same moon hung in the freezing sky. The same snow fell. It was February the 14th. Day 5, our last.
Happy Valentine's Day, baby. Sorry, so late. Big old day. I got your message. Of course I'll be watching. Wish we could talk.
Spence.
What's happened?
Oh, the table's laid. All the lights are on. Supper's in the oven. Burnt. But she's not here.
Maybe she just bottled it.
No, if that was it, I could handle it. But no, look. Look. Flowers. They're for me.
Maybe she changed her mind.
She wouldn't not wait, not this time. She promised. Look, look, she's left her wallet. She wouldn't do that.
It's empty, Grace. She emptied it.
Julie's words, remember? We have to pay. Oh, he gave us Mel and Julie back because he was planning something else.
Grace, you're thinking the worst. Of course you are, but give us time to... Oh, crap.
What? What's that?
Mel's ring.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
He's left it to show us he's got her. Oh, God. Oh, God, Spencer!
I've got every unit looking for him right now. Mel's done a totally accurate photo of him.
He'll go to ground. Oh, God, what will he do to her? I've got to talk to Julie now.
You said to wait. Grace, you said she needed time. Look, you may not be the best person to question her right now.
I will always be the best person and I will do my job, whatever. I'm going back to headquarters. I can't sleep now.
We were clutching at straws all over again. I rang Frankie. I told her everything. She listened quietly and dropped her bombshell. She confessed to burning a photo and a negative. The very evidence which could have changed everything now no longer existed. We're going to visit Boyd's ex-boss, Grace. We need to use every hour and he holds the key to one of our doors. I want you to be there officially, please. In your role as a psych.
Okay. So I've just heard from my fingerprint expert. The print on the locket they say Boyd planted, it's not his. A print has to be tested on 16 different points. And a partial can't be. There's not enough to test. It's way below court standard. I mean, his brief was pushing his luck. This knocks a huge hole in McTeer's appeal.
But the locket was planted. We know that. You were telling me about the photo.
I know, yes, I explained. Oh, God, Spence.
Just do as I say, okay? When we get there, just support me.
Maybe Boyd was involved.
He wasn't.
Oh, Grace. I'm so sorry. What do I say?
I'm okay, Frankie. We can only work. It's all we have. Mm. And Boyd's old boss needs to answer some big questions.
And we're not waiting until he's had his morning coffee.
4 a.m, Spence. We'll probably kill him.
This is a long shot. Superintendent Shewell's on sick leave. His review is ongoing. Mel blanked his file yesterday.
Which was illegal and confidential, and I'm working my way through it right now.
Mike Shewell lived on the Essex coast, a scuzzy out-of-season resort, like a ghost town on speed.
What a dump. Still got their Christmas decorations on.
Even worse, they're still lit.
Windswept angels spanned a street of closed slot machines.
Chance, Spence.
Probably the last thing I'm giving him. You ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
I switched on the tape recorder in my pocket.
What the hell is it? No, you can't see him. He's in bed. He's ill. He's badly confused at the best of times.
So it won't make any difference. We'll go up to him.
Oh.
June!
Go back to bed, Mike. I'll deal with this.
Spence, God, he's got a gun.
Get out of my house!
Okay, Michael. I'm going to give you a hand down.
Sure to you.
Right, this thing, he clings to it.
And you won't be needing this gun. Not something you should have at home, sir.
Get off me! Police! Back off now!
Enough! That's enough.
Down! No!
So, we're making this gun safe. And then we'll go down and join your wife for a nice little chat. Okay? Okay? All right. Let's go. Come on. All right. It's okay. Sir, I need you to answer some questions about the evidence for the murder trial of Edward McTeer. The case you ran.
He won't have any idea what you're talking about.
Photos were taken in the house of Jilly Bristow, McTeer's last victim.
Well, they'll be meaningless to him.
Give him a chance, please.
There are photos taken of every room after McTeer's arrest. It was always assumed that, as with the other girls, McTeer took her locket.
But when we looked long and hard at these photos, sir, we saw her locket still there on her dressing table.
Show me. The photo. Show me. Show me!
Oh, stop this at once. You're upsetting him.
It proves, sir, that she was not wearing the locket and thus McTeer did not take it. But someone did and planted it on him.
Your report says Boyd found the locket, but he didn't. Nor did he ever sign to say he had.
That's a legal requirement, sir, or the chain of evidence becomes inadmissible. You are aware.
Look, stop this right now.
You were the only other officer in the room, Superintendent Shewell. You were short on evidence.
McTeer was guilty. Guilty as hell.
So you made it happen. You fitted him up and then covered your back.
Boyd knew McTeer killed her. He told me.
But Boyd wouldn't do it, would he?
Peter Boyd. Always totally insubordinate.
But not expendable, sir. Not bent.
Mike gave his life to the job.
But the job changed, didn't it, Mike? The Police and Criminal Evidence Act. God, that was a shock. Accountability for us all. And guess what was coming up the track? Trouble. Your trouble. So you had to jump ship early. But the only way you could get a full pension was if you were ill. And the only way you'd escape questions which would get you to sack and sent down is to not remember. And so here we are.
Who do you think you are? You're nothing. They call me sir.
And you, sir, tell me the truth. Did you take that locket from Jilly's bedroom and plant it in McTeer's wallet?
It's called justice.
Did you? Yes or no?
Yes, yes. Now, get out of my office.
You're recording this?
Yes.
Well, no one will take that seriously.
Mrs. Shill, I'm a consultant in clinical psychology.
You bullied him. Pressured him, planted words in his head.
June, as you know, at the stage your husband has reached, he will have regular lucid periods.
He's never lucid.
And now you're lying. I've had this house bugged for 24 hours. And Michael struggles for sure, but you and your husband have coherent conversations far more than you've admitted to the doctors.
Bugging? That's illegal.
So is fitting up a fellow officer.
We will only use the surveillance if you try and devalue your husband's confession. And of course, if that happens, I would be forced to offer my professional medical assessment.
Well, so what if we laid it on a bit thick? In a year's time, he won't even remember my name, and then he'll give a damn. The job had got the best of him. And this is what I'm left with. He fitted up a guilty man, so what?
That guilty man had an accomplice, June. And your husband's lie stopped police finding him. And he's offended again and again. He has another girl right now.
The city had frozen like a spell. An ice storm. Trees were dizzy with light. We had cleared Boyd, but he could still be in danger. Mike Shewell's brief might choose to fight us. We had to have enough to see him off. And Grace's daughter was part of that. She'd lead us to Perryman. He was the key, or the locked door.
Spencer, something you have to see is urgent.
Tell me.
No, I can't.
You could have radioed.
Not with Grace in the car. Hurry.
He was delivered to the front desk. The shift was just changing. One off duty saw a courier on a bike leaving.
A mountain bike?
Yeah.
Did you put a call out?
Look, I've covered everything, but it was too late. He'd vanished.
Have you viewed it yet?
No, I had forensics check it first. It's just come back. There's no prints.
Grace, please. Why don't you let us deal with this?
Am I part of this team or not?
You know why I'm asking.
And you know why I'm staying. This is a message, isn't it? It's my daughter.
Oh, God. God.
Grace.
No, please, carry on.
He said I had to show you this.
The 14th. Okay, so that's today's newspaper.
This means she's okay, Grace.
It means she was alive when he filmed this.
These are his words. Listen, please.
She's crying. These hurt her.
No, she's emotional, Grace, but you can see she's okay.
You have to do this. Issue a statement. You have to tell them that Edward McTeer was framed. Peter Boyd planted evidence. Dr. Francis Wharton collaborated. Both will be sacked and face criminal charges. Because of this, Edward McTeer's convictions are all unsafe. You have till midnight. If you don't, he will kill me.
Oh, Kate.
He will do this. Sorry, Mum. I'm so sorry.
Okay, we have to do what he says.
No. We still have to
do it. I'll do it, Grace.
No, Spencer is right. Just, excuse me, just 5 minutes.
We're going through this tape again and again until we find something.
Labs are still working on sound.
Right, we think we've got something. Grace said he'd defend in his comfort zone, so around his house, around his place of work, or a route he regularly travelled. And she's found three cases a year before the first murder, round Paddington Station, where all the victims reported two offenders.
Right. Paddington's 30 minutes by bike from the house where you found him.
Now, they're experimenting with video surveillance cameras at the underground
stations. There's no time now.
No, I've rung them. They've got a hit at 8:30, a bloke carrying a bike.
You're not allowed bikes on
the
tube.
That's why they spotted him.
It's exactly the sort of thing he'd do. He'd assume he'd get away with it.
So I sent my identikit and they faxed this back. A black and white camo jacket, and he's bearded.
And this is the type of mistake I said he'd make.
We've got to shrink this right down, eliminate anything
we
can.
Here's a Paddington radius to the cellar house.
So get rid of where he's not. Factories, stations, car parks.
Yeah, lay his mental map on top. He won't be sharing a house or be in any setup where he's observed.
So lose all the Terry streets, family houses, hotels, hostels, which leaves 4 tower blocks. 20 flats on each floor, 12 floors. That noise could be a lift.
Jesus, that's over 1,000 boxes in the sky.
Here you go, Frankie.
Oh, thanks. Great. So the audio report's back. Kate's video has a background noise, a steady hum.
Okay, that's traffic, and it has to be moving above 30 miles an hour to create a hum. So we're looking for somewhere near a major road.
Okay, well, the flats are in a park. There's no big roads.
Right, they're off our list.
The audio report also picked up an intermittent low-level rumble.
Got to be the tube, surely.
Yes.
Where's that on the map?
Okay, I'll overlay the tube lines. There. Hammersmith and District.
And it doesn't go anywhere near those flats. Good.
Yeah. Look, there's also a screeching noise near the end of the video.
Let me hear it again.
I mean, it's a train braking, surely.
Yeah. As it comes to a stop. So, held at signal, end of the journey, near a station.
Yep.
Fast road, near train tracks, over a tube route. Right. That's this area here.
Well, the road could be the Westway flyover.
That's close enough to the Paddington line. Yes. Check the signal points, Mel.
Okay, here and here. So it narrows to round this section here.
Arnhem Way, black and silent. McTeer had opened the front door to a safe house for shared horror.
Well, what's this building here?
Let me just check it out.
Yes! Hammersmith and City Line runs directly underneath.
The Blue Square Company.
Ah.
It's a storage warehouse.
So what's the score?
Right, no signing in policy and 24-hour access via a code key door. The manager has no idea who's in there. I showed him the identikit picture and he laughed. This is Nobody Towers.
How many units?
5,000.
Oh. Needle in a haystack.
Yeah.
Elimination. I need a basement, ground and first floors. We get the tube rumble, right?
Right.
Let me look at the floor plans.
Okay, well that brings it right down to 300.
The ventilation brick on the back wall in the video, only the outside walls have those.
Okay, so we're down to 100.
Where's the register?
He won't have used his own name, Grace.
Well, we all use association to create passwords or false names or play with our own names. He's a player, so try McTeer, Eddie, Frankie,
Walton, yep. Or Perryman, Arnhem,
Boyd.
No, none of those. Hang on. Here. G. Bristow. Oh. The creep killed her, then used her name. We moved fast. The next bit was clockwork. Textbook. Every exit, every door and corridor was covered.
It says he doesn't have keys to any of the units. Everyone has their own padlock and their own keys.
Okay, bolt cutters. Cut them all.
That's what he suggested. 222 is halfway down on the left. Door closed.
Move the woman on at the far end. Flash your card.
Excuse me, can you just stay right there? It's Perryman!
Oh, get off me, bitch! Get
off!
No.
Okay, go, get him.
Police! Stop!
An old bit of me rushed to the surface. This was for those poor girls, and all they endured. I knew I'd kill him.
Spencer! Stop!
You will never find her now. She's dead to you. Gone. You've just blown it.
Where is she?
Not there. She's not there. Spencer, oh God, the blood. Mel, look your eye. Oh, she's not in the unit, Spencer. She's not there.
Oh, Mel.
Oh, God, sorry. I just was so close.
Perryman had moved her, but misjudged us. The rage of being caught was toxic. His currency was control. Even now, as we arrived at the prison, he was still convinced he had us.
I'll work on McTeer. He'll be hugely shocked, and I can use that. If he finally confesses their partnership, it'll be a massive blow to Perryman, and that's how we take him apart.
Leave Perryman to me.
Be careful, Spencer.
We got him, Grace. We call the tune now.
No. This isn't our usual role-play gamble. This is a whole new level. He's in charge, and he's got Kate.
Ah, I need to see a doctor.
When I finished, you scumbag, just stay still. Oh, the amount of blood and edema is incredibly unhelpful, Spencer. Right, I'm just taking some hair. And from your nose. Oh, sorry, did that hurt? And now swabs from your nose, mouth and ears. They're all going to hurt too. Thank you.
Okay, Perryman, here's how it goes. Tell him, Mel.
Surely you'll be charged. Bottom line? 5 counts of murder and rape committed with Edward McTeer. Solo abduction of Julie de la Mare and Kate Foley. Assault and obstruction of police officers, that's myself, PC Mel Silver and DC Spencer Jordan. That means life, by the way.
But a totally different version can be possible if you return Kate Foley.
So, listen carefully, Perryman.
McTeer has already taken the rap for all 5 murders. So let's keep it that way, shall we? You cooperate and tell us the location of Kate Foley, and you've got a deal. You could be out in 3 years.
I need to scrape your fingernails and toenails.
Call her off as well, will you?
Do we have a deal?
Yes. But let me see McTeer first, by myself.
No way.
Then no deal.
Did you mean all that about doing him a deal?
No way. I'll say anything to get Kate back.
This is a bad idea, Spencer.
We've got nothing to lose.
We lose control. He thinks you've got no choice, so you've lost already. There's one thing he still has total power over, and he may just decide to hang on to that.
Grace, it's hard for you to be objective.
Don't you dare.
I'm not blaming you,
that.
But it's inevitable.
I've never been so sure of anything in all my life.
And I'm overruling you. I went into the observation booth and watched McTeer ushered into the totally white room. He glanced straight at me and saw only a panel in the wall.
McTeer should not be alone with him.
Here he is.
Look at McTeer standing up like a kid with a teacher. This is what Perryman does.
Perryman can't do anything.
McTeer's shaking. Please, if I tell you, just pull him out.
Please sit, Eddie. Oh, you need some fresh air, my friend. You remember we used to talk about this. What would happen if something happened? You messed up, Eddie. You let them get you.
I know.
I had to carry on alone.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. You made your promise and you kept it. The thing is, nothing changes. Don't go and spoil it now. You know what I might have to tell them?
You're going down, Marcus. You don't get to bully me anymore.
Oh, I can always tell when you've been talking to her.
I haven't.
I can read you, Ed. I always could, remember? Grace doesn't understand about us, does she? Nothing changes our bond. Don't do anything stupid.
Get him out now, Spencer.
What about my break?
No, please.
Wait, Grace.
What would you do? Who would you be? What would you have left to feel?
Have you got another girl?
Yes.
You're gonna tell me?
And we're gonna enjoy it. The way we always did.
Is she still alive?
Yes.
Where is she?
You've got to stop him.
He's going to tell him where she is.
I've got you here now.
But they can't take away anything.
Every day was special because we knew.
She has blonde hair, Ed.
No.
Grace.
How will I see you?
Nothing's changed. We'll share her.
I promise.
Get him out, now.
The same promise.
I'll never tell you now. You'll never find her. I'll always have that now.
Hey, well done, Spence. McTeer's back in his thrall. The only place he ever wanted to be. And their secret is Kate. And they'll live off her and all their horror forever. He never believed your deal. He just did this to get what he wanted.
Grace.
Don't talk to me. Just let me be.
Frankie.
Get back here, Spence. Please. And bring Grace.
Julie's talking. Nothing much, but you might be able to get a bit more out of her.
Of course, where is she?
She's in the med suite. But look, I swabbed her nose, ears and hair, and I found a huge variety of pollens. With the right context, it will help me narrow down the precise location. And this is important, Grace. While I was working, she told me she remembered being taken somewhere before the cellar. But then she just clammed up. Seems not to remember even saying it.
Well, she's traumatised. Her mind will try and protect itself.
OK, but we need to know about that place. Okay. Please, any detail at all.
Right, you are.
OK, Spence, two new things. Despite your attempt to destroy Perryman's nose, his swabs were actually very revealing. First, he had exactly the same pollen profile as Julie, and I found contamination on him from soot and chemical traces of kerosene.
Aviation fuel?
Only trace. I'm thinking flight path, but low flying.
We'll overlay the map with flight paths.
And take a look at this. The camcorder was in his storage unit, so I loaded the VHS to check they matched. And then I went and made a cup of coffee.
Thank you.
No, and when I got back, it was still running, and there was footage I hadn't seen before.
Maybe it was from a previous recording?
No, it has a play button on the handle. I think it got jolted lying on the seat of the car. Look, let me show you. A small, thin strip. Sky and rooftops, trees and then office blocks.
This was straight after Kate's message. This is the journey of where he took her.
Yeah, that's just a few frames inside the vehicle.
I'll fax that to C10. Give them a door handle or window winder and they'll give you the car. Okay.
Okay, so a flyover. Starting point is the storage unit, so logically this has to be the west way.
He's travelling at a fairly steady speed, so we can assume a road with no traffic lights.
Top of a white tower with a flagpole on top and then a clock face. Then, 3 seconds later, the underside of a metal pedestrian footbridge.
The building's Art Deco.
What's that small blur?
I'll replay it.
A small plane. Must be Heathrow.
Fast forward. After 5 minutes, the car stops, engine turned off. This is as far as I got. Can you follow on a map? Mm-hmm. 2 minutes gone. He's turning left. Right. Oh, damn it! What's happened? There's still plenty of tape.
He must have seen the red light and switched off. What about the pollen?
Well, unless you take me to roughly the right place, it's impossible.
Look at this. If he continued on the road...
I don't believe it. He was heading back to his house.
He couldn't have been. I've still got it staked out.
Well, nearby then. His comfort zone again. Look, come on. If Billy the Boring Detective IDs his car, we've got that and the pollen. Let's try it.
We all travelled in one car. It felt like the final journey. If this didn't work, we had no plan.
Message from C10 for DS Jordan. Vehicle is Honda Accord. Magenta. It has sunroof and rubber spoilers. Over.
Nice work, Billy.
Okay, we're nearing Shrivenham Road, but we have to stay on Boughton Avenue. It's a one-way. Slow down, Spence.
Backup's right behind.
Oh, that's a speed bump, Spence. Oh!
Hang on, stop.
I can swing round and take a right.
No. We're right at the bottom of his garden. Look, there's just garages here and a footpath. Come through.
Mel?
No, this is good. I want to look at the trees.
What are these garages?
Good thinking, Grace, but all locked. Hang on. There we go.
Impressive.
Empty. And the next one? What's this?
I'll help you pull this off.
Bingo. One Honda Accord and sunroof.
God, she's near. She must be.
The drifts are so deep, it's almost impossible.
You're not going to get any pollen from this.
Oh, God, absolutely. Hazel, alder, poplar, ash, they're all in flower right now.
Yeah, but there are hardly any trees. I'll check the other garden.
Well, pollen blows. I mean, they won't all be here. The unusual one was a birch, betula, utilis, jacamonti. And here it is. Wow. Guys, this must be the right garden.
So where could she be? The house and cellar were searched. We've had cops here since we found it.
The video, the pollen, the car, it's the right garden, but... has he done this to us deliberately, like more showmanship? Led us back to what we already know.
Oh, he was always so forensically aware.
So he'd know we'd follow his trail.
He said we'd pay.
And there's nothing here. Is that what he's telling us? He told you we'd never know.
Hang on. Everyone else has a garden shed, so why not him?
Bomb damage.
Air raid shelters.
Yes.
Everybody had them.
The sheds, they're made of brick.
So
that's
this house would
are.
Have had one.
But oh God, where?
Wait a minute. The shelters are all in the same section of the garden, so it's here.
Here, okay.
Let's think.
Okay.
Spade, hurry, please.
Give me one, please.
Stand back. Help me with this. Get me torches. Down there.
Oh, God. Kate! Let me down.
No. I'm down first.
Kate. Just get those off your hands. Oh,
my God.
Got a blanket?
Yeah.
Oh, love. Oh, love. Oh, Mum.
As we trudged back through the snow, Mel linked my arm like a kid. And I met Frankie's look. Redemption. Boyd was safe. We got back in the dark and ate the breakfast we'd missed, all around the same table, waiting for Grace. I checked my messages. One was a shock, and then it wasn't. It quickly became relief.
Dr. Wharton? Okay. Yes. Thank you. That was textiles. The fibres were from his clothes. The fibres on Gilly Bristow definitely Mateus.
Yes.
Finally, we have our proof.
So he did help abduct her. That's his appeal gone.
The commissioner had all our findings, and he chose to bury some of them. After all, he had big shock news to announce. Eddie McTeer had a secret accomplice, and he'd been found and charged. They'd both be serving life.
Grace, save you some bacon.
Oh, she doesn't eat bacon.
Yes, I do.
Sorry, there's no eggs.
And eggs.
Oh, sorry.
Pass me some toast and yes. A sausage.
Oh, all right.
So, okay. Who's going to ring him?
I already did. I got an answer machine. I left a message. It's probably best. I told him it was all okay and that he could come back.
But how did you know where to ring?
Well, I guessed. Sort of. It was a place where we used to go.
Right.
Are you going to take that, Frankie?
Oh, no, sorry. Look, I've got to go. Sorry. Love you. Bye. Bye, guys.
Hello? Boy. Yeah. No, seriously. It's all okay. Sorted. I'm putting you on speaker.
Is Frankie there?
No. Sorry, boss. She's gone.
Okay, which means she is there, but she doesn't want to talk. Fair enough. Tell her I'll ring her.
I said she's gone.
Tell her... Thank you. All of you. Yes. Thank you. Listen, Spencer, about your wedding.
Ah, yes. Slight change of plans.
What?
You are kidding.
Long story. Oh, and Boyd, the commissioner wants to see you in his office tomorrow at 9.
In episode 5 of The Unforgiven by Barbara Machen, Spencer was played by Will Johnson, Mel by Claire Goose, Frankie, Holly Aird, Grace, Sue Johnston, Boyd, Anthony Howell, Kate, Kerry Goodison, June Shule, Georgie Glenn, Mike Shule, Rupert Holiday Evans, Marcus Perriman, Jonathan Forbes, Eddie McTeer, Justin Salinger, Julie Delamere, Lauren Cornelius, and Billy was Luke Bailey. The Unforgiven was directed by Allegra McElroy.